Hear again the word of the Lord. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. In the name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated. Every sinner needs a pastor. Even pastors need pastors. And they need pastors, that is, shepherds, under-shepherds of Christ, because all of us are, as our epistle lesson describes today, weak, ungodly, sinners, and enemies of God by virtue of our father Adam. Because of Adam's sin, all of us stand under God's wrath. All of us are born weak. All of us are born ungodly, sinners, and enemies with God. St. Paul begins our epistle lesson by saying, while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. Skipping down a few verses to verse 12, Paul explains how this sin of our father Adam has affected us and made us weak, ungodly, sinners, and enemies of God. St. Paul says in verse 12, therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. Parenthetical statement, verse 13 here. For sin indeed was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not counted where there is no law. Paul's explaining here that there was sin even before the Ten Commandments were given as the diagnosis. This sin, this corruption, came into the world through the one man, Adam. When he rebelled against God, when he took of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and he ate it, or rather, since we know the full story in Genesis 3, when his wife took it, ate it, and gave it to him, and he ate it, when he ate that fruit, all of us sinned. As Paul says here, death spread to all men because all sinned. All sinned when Adam ate of that fruit. And death reigned because of that sin. Death is, as we're going to hear in our epistle lesson next week, death is the punishment for sin. Our relationship with God gives us life. God is the creator. God is the life giver. And when we became enemies of God, when we rebelled against God in our father Adam, our life, our source of life, was cut off. God had said that the day you eat of it, you will surely die. Meaning, once you eat of it, Adam, it is certain you will die. And so death is spread to all of us, all of Adam's children. As St. Paul says here in verse 14, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one who was to come. Again, that is to say, from Adam to Moses, from Adam to the time when God gave the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai, there was all kinds of sinners born of Adam. They didn't eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and yet they too, like Adam, died. This shows us that Adam's sin infected all mankind. Because Adam sinned, you are condemned. And not only are you condemned, but also you add to that sin as well. When we were born and conceived, we were born and conceived in sin. We were not born holy and righteous. We were born ungodly, weak, enemies of God. That's why Jesus had to come into this world, to save us. That's what Paul tells us here in verse 15. After he's explained to us what Adam did as our head, he says this. Verse 15, but the free gift is not like the trespass. In other words, Christ's gift is not like Adam's sin. Because many died through Adam's sin. But many more have the grace of God and the free gift by grace of that one man, Jesus Christ. Jesus' gift abounds for many. And what is that grace? It's right there in the middle of our reading. Verse 10. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more now that we are reconciled shall we be saved by his life. As Paul says earlier in verses 7 to 9, imagine for a moment a very righteous, generous, holy person. This person's dying and they just need one of your vital organs. You might consider for a righteous person, perhaps for a parent or for a child. You hear those stories every now and again. Maybe for someone that was really good, maybe for someone that was really righteous. But God's love isn't like that. God's love is far better. God shows his love for us in that while we were his enemies, not his children, not righteous people, while we were his enemies, he sent his Son to the cross to die the death that we all deserve because of Adam's sin and because of all the sin that we have added to it. Now, in the cross, through the death of his Son, God has reconciled us to himself. You see the direction there? Normally, when we think of reconciliation, we think, how do we think it through, right? The person who did the wrong comes groveling to the person that was in the right, and then maybe there's some kind of reconciliation that takes place. Paul's saying that's not how the gospel works. God, out of his divine love, sent the Son to reconcile you to himself. The one who was in the right paid the cost. The one who was in the right sent the reconciler. The one who was in the right gave his only Son in your place. And not only are we reconciled through the death of his Son, that is, through Christ taking upon himself the punishment for your sin, but also, Paul says, we shall be saved by his life. That is to say, Christ's death has taken for us the punishment of God's law. He's taken all the wrath of God that belonged to you because of your sin. He paid it. And also, now that reconciliation, now that payment has been made, he also has lived a righteous and holy life. Now you are acceptable in God's sight because of everything that Christ did. Every action, every righteous deed that Christ did as a man in his earthly life, God now credits to you. This is the active obedience of Christ. This is one of the most essential parts of the gospel. You are not accepted before God because of what you have done, whether we're talking your sins or your good deeds. You are acceptable in God's sight because of Christ's good deeds. And everything you now do in Christ. You're following in his footsteps as one who has already been reconciled. That's where we get in trouble as Lutherans sometimes when we talk about good works. We want to forbid them. We want to say, well, they're not really good for you. Or because what we're fighting against, what we're reacting against, is people that want to say our good works reconcile us to God. Right? Our sacrifices make us right with God. That's not the case. Here in this epistle lesson, we see that it is God's sacrifice that makes us right with God. God is the one who comes to us and declares that he has reconciled himself to us through his cross, through the Son, through his death. And also, his Son has perfectly kept the law in our place. And so now we as Christians, we are reconciled to God. Christ has atoned for our sin. Now everything we do is not a sacrifice that merits atonement and reconciliation. Everything we do in our Christian life is a sacrifice of thanksgiving. As Paul will say later in Romans 12, we offer our lives as sacrifices to God. That is to say, we return thanks. We give God thanksgiving for all that he has given to us. Of course, that thanksgiving is given from a lesser to a greater. It's kind of like a child, right? You give them, you change diapers, you pay for food, you give housing, all those things. You don't do that out of your love. And what does the child do? The child gives back their thanks in little ways. But do you as a parent go, oh, really? I paid all this money for your food and your diapers and a bigger house, and all you give me is this little drawing. No. We look at that little drawing or that card or that gift from the Dollar Tree, and we are so joyful to see our child responding with thanksgiving. So it is with God. Our good works, our service to neighbor, our prayers, etc., all these things are done as one who is reconciled to God. Dear Christians, you are acceptable in God's sight. He loves you. He sent his Son to die for you. Jesus came into this world in the place of you, his enemy. His wrath against sin has been satisfied by the wounds and death of Christ. And now Jesus looks upon you with pity, with compassion, as he did those in Israel that day. And that compassion is extended to us, proclaimed to us in preaching. Jesus continues to send out pastors, to send out people to proclaim to you that beautiful message. God in Christ Jesus is reconciled to you. God loves you. God gave his Son to die for you. Depart now in his peace. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.